is conditional use number 2119, Chad Hayes.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for automotive sales with...
Ladies and gentlemen, please leave quietly. We have a lot of more work to do. Thank you. Sorry about that, Mrs. Corwell.
That was from the last one.
How many are there here?
Yeah, that was from the last application. I just didn't get a chance to pass it down, that's all. It was the petition and opposition, that's all.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Cornwell, if you want to continue.
All right. So again, this is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an automotive sales with minor repairs and contractor office with storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 0.909 acres, more or less. The property is located on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, approximately 812 feet east of Sand Hill Road. The 911 address is 22091 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Georgetown. The tax map is District 135, Map 15, Parcel 40. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and comments from DLDOT regarding the service level level evaluation that did not require a TIS. We also have one letter in opposition, and that is that they have concerns with the automotive sales because they have concerns with traffic on the road. There's already a lot of accidents in the area, and they have concerns with the use. Staff would note that there is an active conditional use for this property for go-kart repair and a contractor's storage yard or contractor's office on the property. Thank you.
Anyone here representing this application? Yes, sir.
I'm not real sure what I need to do, but I'm Chad.
Okay. Well, you heard what Ms. Cornwell read into the record. Do you have anything you'd like to add to what other than what she read in?
No, just that we've had the go-kart sales there for like 16 years, and you know they're concerned with traffic and accidents. There's never been one accident coming in and out of the parking lot, like off the road into the parking lot ever. So I don't think that's ever been an issue ever since we've been in business for 16 years there. I don't remember one accident.
Okay. You've been in business
with the go-karts.
Go-kart selling sales?
Selling go-karts. Basically what we're trying to do, instead of selling go-karts, we want to sell cars. It's a shop there that already existed.
And I guess, is this an expansion of the conditional use, or how is it?
So it's a change in the conditional use from the sale of go-karts to automobiles. Okay. Because they were also doing go-kart repair, mm-hmm. and now they just want to do automotive sales, but they also want to keep their contractor office.
Okay, I got you now. Okay. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, okay?
All right.
Ms. Zoe Stevenson, we'll let you start.
Okay.
Don't go away.
Yeah. Oh. I got questions.
All right.
So now you are repairing go-karts and selling go-karts where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And what you want to do is you want to repair automobiles and sell automobiles and have a shed that you keep things in.
Yeah, well, we already have the shop that
keep the
contractor stuff in.
Keep the contractors. Mm-hmm. That's not going to change. You just, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Will you continue to do go-kart things?
No.
Okay, go-karts are gone. All right, so in that, how many cars would you be able to be working on at a time?
We're not really going to be working on them. It's more or less going to be sales.
Just
cleaning them up, maybe washing them.
Okay, so yeah. It's not, so people aren't going to be coming to you and saying, you know, fix my differential
we're not
or anything.
Tires or,
okay.
No, doing repairs.
Just whatever you need to clean, spiff it up and put
maybe
it.
Maybe need to change the battery or clean the car up. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a big difference from an auto repair shop.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so how many cars are we talking about having on this lot?
Maybe 10.
Okay.
Yeah. That's just something real small.
And what hours would you be planning to be open?
We're going to be open like from 8 or 9 in the morning to 5, 6 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Yeah, the go-kart business was a night business. It was more at night. It was like 6 to 10.
Right.
So we were there working on motors, dyno motors, everything till like 8, 9, 10 o'clock. That noise is not going to be even around anymore.
Okay. Okay, so every day you'd be open 7 days a week?
6 days a week.
Okay, so Monday through Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was how many employees do you have? How many people?
We would maximum ever probably 4 to 5, but we're probably going to start with 2 or 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming then that these are all used cars that you pick up somewhere and resell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Those are the questions I have. Thank you,
Mr. Hopkins.
So I'm a little bit familiar with the business. I think we were up there, bought some stuff, go-kart stuff,
mm-hmm.
and things, life transitions, and maybe that was a good business. Maybe this will be better, hopefully.
Yeah, the go-karts kind of died off, so the area, there's not many tracks around, so that business kind of died off.
So, and you're currently using the front building as like some form of a contractor office?
There's a bay to the right of where the office is.
Oh, it's not the front. It's not the building in the front.
No, it's attached to the same building.
It's part of the same metal building.
Mm-hmm. Same metal building. Yeah. Yeah. That we just my dad keeps some contractor stuff in there.
Great.
Yep.
And did we talk about a sign? You're allowed to have a 4x8. Yeah, 32 square feet, 4x8 size with and it lighted.
That's what we had before, so that's what we would just swap out and change the name.
Mm-hmm. I don't have any other questions.
Mr. Hudson? No questions.
Mr. Weaver? No questions, except you've been doing this for 16 years. What, are you starting? You're 4 years old?
Probably.
That's when these kids start. That's when most of them
I started racing go-karts when I was 5, and I started working on them when I was 14.
Yeah, right.
So I started a little small
business
when I was 14.
So where are you counting from, 14 or 5?
Well, I'm 40 now, so.
Great. Should live to be 125.
It's country.
No question.
It's that country living. He didn't move here from Washington. Okay, sir. I have no questions either. If you want to take a seat, we'll see if anyone has any interest in your application. Is there anyone here who'd like to speak in favor of conditional use 2119 Chad Hayes? In favor. Anyone like to speak in opposition to conditional use 2119 Chad Hayes? Your lucky day, Mr. Hayes. No one here has an interest in you. Anyone on the commission have any other questions? Staff?
No, thank you.
Mr. Cornwell? Okay, we're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our next